Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, my friends. On this cool winter day with complete sun, you can't call this winter, not really. Not if your blood is flowing. I hope you exercise this morning. I hope you're composed for this show. I have a wonderful show for you. It's my favorite thing to do each week. It truly is. To give you a perspective on the world as it relates to science and how much of that science you should understand. And you should understand the basics at least, because the world's about science. The most daring CEO in America. Her name is Anna Wojcicki. Does that name mean anything to you? Fast Company. She was on the cover of an entrepreneurial magazine called Fast Company just the other week. And she's got a $99 DNA test. It's coming. You can't get around it. Not many of you follow the year 2000 or so, when a guy by the name of, I'm having a senior moment. They awarded to, well, I'll get his name in a moment, pardon me, but they awarded, we mapped the human genome in the year 2000. And mapping the human genome allowed us to basically go in and sequence DNA, which are made of nucleotides. And those DNA sequences, specific to whatever you were sequencing, have given us a whole world of information, to the point now where we can basically go into our own cells and find out in the evolution of the human cell what was truly part of the cell and what came in along the way. And what we found out from the probiotes to the mitochondria of the cell, what we found along the way was that part of us is not really us. The DNA sequences inside the organelle called the mitochondria in the human cell, those sequences are not part of the human genome, which means the cell, the very matrix of the cell, that which has really made us mammals, that which propels us into higher capacities, that which basically drives adenosine triphosphate formation, is fundamentally outside of us. It's a synergistic entity. It's something that came in and found a place. It's the same with the probiotes. A good 4 pounds of probiotic bacteria in the intestinal tract. And so much of this comes to us from what we call DNA analysis. Now, I'm going to go somewhere with this today, because what we call disease, I have to give you in its most fundamental form, as basically a breakdown in the nucleotide sequences of the DNA. That's what you have to understand, is the common, almost sometimes irreversible link to the commonality of all disease, and that the breakdown in the DNA, which we'll review briefly if this is news to you, the breakdown in that DNA is fundamental to the symptom. It's definitely fundamental to the disease. So while we celebrate Anna Wojcicki, the most daring CEO in America, for the $99 profile test, something that's coming and it will be coming more and more, while we celebrate her, what we have to do is celebrate a perspective that's, well, more comfortable if you want to respect one simple fact, that your body's already got its own DNA repair mechanisms, that we're not legion, or we're not obliged to outside interference if we would just invoke the powers within the cell that already exist. And then if you read the science, and this science I'll bring to you today, as always, as much as I can in 60 minutes without getting complicated, whittled down to what you can understand clearly, because you have intelligence more than enough. And I assure you, science often doesn't take the time to explain itself clearly. It cloisters itself and perpetuates this delusion that you're not smart enough to understand it, that only the great scientists can figure it out. It's no different than any other profession. It codes itself. It codes itself. It flatters itself. It deprives you of simple, simple, basic common sense. Don't drink that Kool-Aid, because in science is documentation. I bring it to you every week. It's my passion. That the body's already doing what science wants to supposedly create an intervention for. And that's the key. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. I assure you, the straightest talk there is. Get to the website if you're not on it already. If you're driving, of course, I'll try to describe to you the pictures on the website. Get to the literature section, click it, and see the pictures for today's show. Okay, let's start with a little bit of science. You've got the idea here. You know where I'm going. Picture number one, there's the cell. You've seen this picture before. That blue membrane, the inside of the cell, with all the organelles, and then the core of the cell, where the DNA lives. There's a cell. You think of it as a grape, a skin, the gush inside, which is the protoplasm, the cytoplasm, the cytosol, as we call it. And then the gut of the cell, the nucleus, where the chromosome lives, and on the chromosome lives the gene, and in the gene lives the DNA. And if you just take a quick glance at picture number six, there you see a beautiful image of what I'm talking about. The cell with the core of the cell and its chromosomes, and then weaving itself, evolving itself out of the cell in a twisted fashion are the DNA strands. And that's a perfect representation. Inside the nucleus, which is inside the cytoplasm, which is inside the cell membrane. I want you to get this. I want you to get dynamic perception of the reality of health. And I want you to understand that structure inside the membrane, inside the cytoplasm, with all the organelles, inside the nucleus, inside the chromosome, inside the gene, and to the DNA, the double helical strand, and inside that strand to the nucleotide sequences, is the functional reality of health. Now add this. That cell, the cell you're looking at, picture number one, picture number two, picture number six, you don't need to blow them up if you can see them. Picture one, picture two, picture six, 1 million times per day. 1 million times per day, that cell is hit with free radicals. Arrows from space, from the infinite array of places, those free radicals. Hungry, angry, threatening, poisonous free radicals banging up against that cell. With enough hits, it gets to the DNA, and that's the problem. Let's backtrack. I got to give you some of the basic review. Picture number four. No, picture number two. A cell is attacked by free radicals. That membrane, that grape, just picture. Most simplistically, if you want to stick to the basic version, take a grape, take a piece of fruit, take your pencil. Take your pen and just keep sticking it with holes. Stick it with holes. Don't push it through the center. Don't push it through so that the guts of the fruit leak out. Don't push it through to the seed. Just poke holes in that waxy skin. Poke holes in it. Now poke more holes in it. Now poke hundreds of holes in it. Now poke thousands of holes in it. And today, I want you to take that pen and poke a million holes in it. 1 million holes via an entire organism of cells. A billion, 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 billion cells. 10 to the 18th number of cells, whatever number that is. And each of those cells is getting hit 1 million times a day. Add that up. And that's what the human body faces when it walks out the door. And that's on a good day. So you just stand there now, sit there, keep poking holes in your fruit. Because that's what's going on. Get into that cell. Now, that's the beginning of the inflammatory process. Because once you poke even tiny little holes, the guts come out. Once the guts come out, the immune system sees it. The immune system signals a charge, and before you know it, you're laying down fibrin, your lymph is stagnated, your venous blood is stagnated, your arterial perfusion is blocked, and that cell now is living in filth. So the divine, remember, there's always the divine. No matter how much science the man in white pumps, no matter how many books in science you read, there's something more fundamental occurring that's following a track, a trace. It's following a direct order from something we can't see, something that we'll never see. The minute you lose track of that, then you might be on the cover of Time magazine, and you might be the next scientist that's going to change the world. And you get my point with what perception or perspective. Presently, science, on what we call science, does not find it relevant to invoke special laws, special forces, forces that we can't see, that always ironically lead the edge of science. And here's a classic example, and you'll see what I mean in a moment. But that inflammatory process outside the cell is one problem. Inside the cell, if there's enough derangement, enough free radical damage, those organelles, so turn to picture number 4. The organelles in the cell. All the stuff in between the organelles is protoplasm. Everything in a cell, except the nucleus, is cytoplasm. It just means inside the skin of the grape, and aside from the seeds, it's all what we call protoplasm. Cytoplasm. Throughout that area, you have many little factories. Just look at the picture. You've got ribosomes. You've got mitochondria. You've got Golgi bodies. You've got vacuoles. You've got lysosomes. And much, much more. Here's the point. If we could shrink ourselves down and go through the skin of the grape and float around in that gel we call the cytoplasm, what we'd find when we came up to these factories, these organelles, these mitochondria, we'd find the same thing, holes poked in their shells. We might say, gee, these little factories inside the cell look real shabby. They're not producing what they're supposed to produce. They're in a horrid state of derangement, in a horrid state of decay. We might say, signal the alarm, boys, because the amount of free radical damage in through that cytoplasm has hit a point where it might threaten the DNA. You get it? The functional reality of those 1 million hits per day, the functional reality of that is that that cell is going to have to protect itself in the membrane, and then protect itself in the cytoplasm, and then protect itself ultimately in the DNA. Now here's the point. If it gets to the DNA, you've got a problem. Let's talk about that problem in a minute. Now look at that. Picture number 7, Russian DNA discoveries, explaining the advent of human paranormal events. Do you think the saints, do you think the disciples, do you think anyone that's spiritually evolved, do you think people with a high spiritual consciousness have the same DNA as everyone else? Do you think that someone that murders, that lies, that cheats, that steals, do you think that someone that breaks all the commandments, do you think someone that's vile and treacherous and low, someone that's base and material, someone that's Neanderthal, do you think they have the same DNA as our Christian saints? As the disciples? Do you think that as Christ gathered his apostles?